Each marriage was different, but not better. Another questioner. She said, I've been married 4 times to 2 different husbands. In each case, we remarried thinking it would be better. It was different. It was not better. In each case, I can see now, from what you were saying about freedom, that these marriages just reinforced my desire to be free. One of my husbands said to me, you're really just interested in romance. And in a sense, that was true. I thought maybe I'd rather be his mistress than his wife, because in marriage, we're talking about 2 different things. Sexuality is one thing, marriage is another. In marriage, you've got children, in-laws, property, responsibilities, duties.
It turns out that it is not possible to separate anything from anything, though, because at the core of all of the things is you and the way you feel. As you focus upon one unpleasant or unwanted aspect of life, it bleeds over into all other aspects.
Well, that's right. And so, finally, my desire for freedom dominated so much that in each case, I left. I like the premise of life that you identify, of freedom and growth and joy, but my marriages were bringing no joy.
Can you see, in looking back, that there were opportunities to look for positive aspects, but because you were fixated upon negative aspects, those became your dominant experience?
She said, yes, but I so disliked the feeling of being hemmed in and pinned down and having to perform certain duties all the time that even though I did them and did them well, what I wanted was to be free, to be my own person.
The actual freedom that you were seeking was freedom from negative emotion, freedom from feeling bad, freedom from not feeling good, freedom from not being who you really are. We want you to understand that in every moment, even those over which you feel you have no control, you have the freedom to ponder them in a way that feels better or in a way that feels worse. You have the freedom to focus upon them through the eyes of your source or from the perspective that pinches you off from source. Your pinned-in, not-free feelings were about your vibrational discord, not about the subject you were focusing upon, which brought about the vibrational discord. And that is such an important distinction. You are not seeking freedom from experiences that cause your desires to expand, but you are seeking freedom from the hindering thoughts that keep you from allowing your expansion. The feeling that you are describing as being pinned in or not free is actually the feeling of not keeping up with your own expansion, the expansion, in fact, made possible by your relationship. Have you noticed that in terms of physical activity, you are as busy now as you have ever been?
She answered, I'm actually busier.
And yet you feel freer because you are no longer focused upon lack. We are not suggesting that you should have done something differently. We are not suggesting that it was right that you stay and wrong that you go, or the other way around. But we do want you to realize that in every moment, the way you feel is because of one thing and one thing only, the thoughts you are thinking and the vibrational relationship with your opinion and that of the source within you. And there is no other person, no matter how hard he tries to be a good companion, who can stand on his head in enough ways to make up for the thoughts that you think. We know that some people seem to be much easier to live with than others, but even so, we do not encourage anyone to try to guide their own behavior by trying to make others happy. A well-meaning person who does everything in his power to make you feel better is actually making it less likely that you will direct your thoughts into harmony with your broader perspective. And since your feeling of freedom and joy and growth are contingent upon your non-physical connection, then anything that distracts you from that important work does not help you.
And this is the end of this recording.